handle the truth.
Don Lemon. From New York, Don Lemon. Brought to you by the bold new Camry. One bold choice leads to another. Toyota, let's go places. Up in Harlem. Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome back. Happy New Year to you guys. Happy New Year. I missed you. I know you've been back for a couple days, but I haven't spoken to you. So I'm going to start with the bad news first, okay? Two New York City police officers were shot last night while on duty in the Bronx. Here's the good news. The good news is that their injuries were not life-threatening. This will surely serve to widen the divide between the NYPD and New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. Many in the NYPD believe the mayor is anti-police. Just this past weekend, despite the police commissioner asking them not to, many of those officers, again, turned their backs on the mayor as he eulogized one of the officers who was executed by a gunman who cited the Michael Brown and Eric Garner cases as his motivation. We know he was just a deranged man. In a press conference on Monday, while praising the department for reducing crime, de Blasio also said the officers' actions were disrespectful to the families. Many are calling for de Blasio to apologize for comments he made following the announcement that the officer involved in the Eric Garner chokehold death would not be indicted. Last night on my show, CNN Tonight, Harvard professor Charles Ogletree told me the mayor should apologize. New York Times columnist and CNN contributor Charles Blow says no way.
I don't know what the apology would be for. I mean, I'm really scratching my head thinking about what the apology would be for. That because he had the temerity to say that he had a conversation with his son who is mixed race and talking to him about how he should interact with the police.
To demonstrate just how passionate the debate has become by all parties involved during that same conversation, Charles Blow and former NYPD officer John Cardillo got into it over last weekend's actions by demonstrators who interrupted brunch in New York and Oakland by walking into restaurants and reeling off the names of black people who had been killed by police officers. Cardillo believes the protesters should have been charged with criminal trespassing, and on Sunday he tweeted a photograph of himself pointing a gun into the camera, along with the words, "I'm really enjoying these eggs Benedict, so move along now. #BlackBrunchNYC. Cardillo says he tweeted as a social experiment because he thinks it is demeaning to compare the sit-ins of the civil rights movement to what's happening now.
Your very presence here is demeaning.
Charles, why don't you just keep speaking over me?
Your very presence is demeaning.
Why don't you just speak over me because you're afraid of my response?
No, I'm not afraid of anything, sir.
You are afraid of my
response. I'm not afraid of anything.
I'm not afraid of your cries or anything.
I'm not afraid of anything, sir.
You're afraid of a photograph, but you had nothing to say about looters, rioters, and people abusing New York City police officers.
And it went on after that, both of them talking over each other. Finally, they let each other speak. But this is just one example of how many seem to be talking past each other on a very critical issue. Sure, black lives matter. Of course, blue lives matter. But at some point, and soon, everyone has to stop talking and start listening, because all lives matter.
Mm-hmm. Don Lemon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Don.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Y'all have a great day.